Harper Audio presents Scarlet and Ivy, The Dance in the Dark by Sophie Cleverly, read by Sarah Ovens. Chapter 1. Ivy. As new beginnings go, it was a good one. The sun was making its first attempt at shining after the long, dark winter. I had my twin by my side. Scarlet was lounging on the grass, pretending it was warmer than it really was. Tall trees towered over us, their fresh buds stretching towards the sky. And, well, we were back at Rookwood School. That part wasn't so good. But things were better than they were last term. Mrs. Knight, the interim headmistress, welcomed us in the foyer with a big smile on her face. The school hadn't had much luck with headmistresses and headmasters of late. Miss Fox was still on the run after being accused of embezzling money, not to mention hiding my sister in an asylum and pretending she was dead. And Mr. Bartholomew had been no better. The cruel headmaster had finally been locked up for his involvement in the death of a pupil decades ago. Now the school was headless, so to speak, and Mrs. Knight was left in charge. We'd had our first day of lessons of the spring term, and there hadn't been a caning in sight. All the teachers seemed happier. Even Violet seemed happier, and that was a feat in itself. "Everything's rather good, isn't it?" I said to my twin with a happy sigh. I was a little chilly in my thin uniform, and the grass was damp, but the view down the long driveway of the school was beautiful now that everything was turning green again. Scarlet looked at me, unimpressed. "Aren't you forgetting something?" I wasn't, but I was trying my hardest to be airy and cheerful. Of course, Scarlet had to bring me right back down to earth with a bang. Ariadne, our best friend, had been expelled before Christmas, after she was blamed for the fire that Mr. Bartholomew had.